It's 8:09. I'm Rosie Wright on Premier Christian Radio. And we've been hearing this morning that Myanmar's military is being accused of turning its guns from the Rohingya Muslims onto another ethnic minority in the country, the Kechen people. Now, this is a mainly Christian group. They say they've been forced from their homes and left trapped in the thick jungle. Kechen rebels, who mostly live in the northern mountainous area of Myanmar, bordered by China and India, say 1 in 8 of their population have been displaced. Andrew Boyd from Christian persecution charity Release International joins me now on Inspirational Breakfast. Andrew, what has kind of prompted this change, the kind of persecution of Rohingyas to now the Christian minority?
Morning, Rosie. This is a long-running issue. What we're seeing is a renewed offensive against the Kachin people. And it's interesting that some of the reporting that takes place doesn't seem to mention that, but there is a religious dimension to this conflict. It's been going on now since, effectively, independence was granted to Burma, which was a British colony after World War II. There are lots of different tribal groups within Burma. Most of them are Buddhist, a few of those are Christian, and they were hoping that having sided with the British during World War II against the Japanese, that they would be given a homeland of their own at the end of the war. That didn't happen, so they've been asking for independence ever since. So what's happening with the Kachin people now is an extension of something that's been going on for something like 60 years across the country. So far, we're talking about something like 10,000 people being displaced. There's a huge troop concentration. The military in Burma runs the country. That's where the real power lies. And what we saw happening with the Rohingya Muslims, all of the brutality of that, exactly the same kind of tactics, we're now seeing turned against the largely Christian Kachin people.
What's the aim of this violence? What are they trying to achieve?
These groups want an independent homeland. So on one level, you're talking about, as far as the military is concerned in Burma, preserving their national identity. But there is an ethnic element to this too, that Burma, as was, it's now called Myanmar, is named after the dominant tribe, the Burman tribe. There are other tribes like the Kachin. So you have fault lines which are tribal, and you also have fault lines which are religious. So there is a very powerful movement within Burma to say that if you are Burmese, you must be a Buddhist. In fact, there have been moves to try and enshrine that within law and prevent religious conversion there. So this is partly an attempt to squeeze out what we've seen in parts of Burma, the Muslims, and now we're seeing in the north of Burma, the Christians. There is a religious dimension to this conflict.
And I mean, it sounds a silly question, but, you know, what kind of impact is that having on people that are being displaced?
It's utterly devastating. There are people who have never known anything other than war in Burma, generation after generation. We're talking about 60 years of this with renewed violence now. So at a very basic level, amongst the Christian Kachin people at Christmas time last year, there were offenses against the churches. Churches were deliberately targeted and shelled. So people have been displaced, they've been moved from their homes into camps, have been moved from one camp to another camp, which of course, if that's true, and the evidence certainly points in that direction, these things are war crimes. So these are people who are losing everything again and again and are fighting and hoping for their survival. And it really now is a matter for the international community to put pressure on the Burmese military, which is where the real power in the country lies. At a very practical Christian level, we can pray. That's really important, and Release International is a prayer-raising organization, but we can provide support. So Release is helping those who are being displaced. We're also working with a children's home out there. So it's about funding families who suffered direct attacks. But right now, the world's attention really needs to be on preventing this offensive by the military continuing.
Andrew Boyd, thank you ever so much for that insight. Spokesperson for Release International on the latest developments. Myanmar's military is being accused of turning its guns from Rohingya Muslims now onto the Kachin people as well.